Welcome to the Amy Rushworth Show. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so glad you're here. I'm an empowerment and sexual wellness coach, breathwork teacher, podcaster, course creator, badass bitch, and a globally recognized thought leader on empowerment. And I'm here to help you if you're ready to fuck off the rules and create a life of unashamed, unapologetic pleasure and deep, deep confidence. I have a burning passion for the taboo and naughty areas of womanhood that we're not supposed to talk about, such as sexual wellness, bold self-expression, defying social expectations, and so much more. The topics that we're typically taught to shut up about or be ashamed of are the conversations I live for, and those are the kind of juicy, soulful chats that are going down on this show. My intention is for you to step into your most outrageously free, unapologetically expressed version of you. So if that sounds like a vibe, let's fucking go. Are you ready? Welcome back to the show, beautiful human. I'm your host, Amy. I'm so grateful you're here. And I'm so excited because if you're listening to this episode, my bet is on the fact that you are a new business owner. Maybe you're a baby coach, a new coach, a healer, a mentor, or you're thinking about getting started in this world of entrepreneurship and business and all the things. And it's such an exciting moment in your journey. It is so, so powerful when I look back and think about the moments when I first started to do what I do now, to pivot, to change careers, to start a business, and back to the earlier days of my business. And oh my goodness, it might feel a little bit like, oh, crazy right now and a bit overwhelming maybe, but you will look back in a year or a couple of years and you'll be like, wow, I'm so proud of my former self. So if that's you, welcome. I see you. I'm cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. And this episode is designed for you. So what I want to let you know is that throughout this episode, I will make reference and I'll mention my new course, The Goddess Rhythm, because a lot of the things that I'm going to share in this episode, we go deeper with in The Goddess Rhythm. The doors are closing tonight. So if you're listening to this today, when we launch this episode, then you've got a small window of time to get in. Otherwise, we may re-release this course at some point, but it won't be live when we relaunch it, if we relaunch it. So just wanted to throw that in before we dive in and get down and dirty together. Now, in this short and sweet episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that I would tell my former self, the things that I would share with baby coach Amy, brand new business coach Amy, if I could go back in time. Although, of course, no regrets, but these are the things that have been really powerful for me to learn. And I probably would have saved a lot of heartache and hustle and stress in the beginning of my business if I had have embodied these sooner. So the first thing that I want to talk about is claiming your soulmate clients, because I think, like, definitely for me, when I first started out, it's really exciting when you get your first client because, you know, you go from not being a business owner to then being a coach and being like, will people want to work with me? And then when you get that first client, it's like, yes, amazing. It feels so affirming. But what can sometimes happen is once you get a bit of momentum and you're seeing more and more clients, is you might notice that you fall into these loops or these patterns where you're calling in clients that are not particularly aligned for you. So whether that's clients who want you to rescue them, or you just are not like vibing on the same frequency as them, maybe they're draining your energy quite a lot and you're just noticing that the dynamics don't feel particularly empowering and they don't feel really expansive and really good for your soul. Or maybe you're noticing that you're attracting people who are not willing to pay your prices, and maybe your prices are not even that high and you're noticing that you're getting a lot of no's or a lot of resistance, and it's leaving you feeling like, oh, you know, or leaving you feeling like you have to discount your services. I see a lot of new entrepreneurs doing this where they're discounting their services when really, like, their services are already, in my view, maybe underpriced or at the perfect price, and that discount is not coming from an abundant space. It's coming from a space of lowering your standards to try and get people in, trying to convince people to come in. And a lot of the advice in the business coaching world as well, I don't particularly agree with. And a lot of that advice orients around this idea that we need to like convince our clients, we need to get them on a sales call, and we need to convince them that they have to work with us, and we have to not tell them the price because they need to get on a call first and you need to convince them before they know the price, which was something that I did early on in my business. And I just want to say, like, in hindsight, I wish that I hadn't done that, but in a way I learned from that as well. Because it's kind of predatory and it takes away consent. And it also leaves you feeling really weird when you jump on calls with your potential clients, because you might be having a really nice discovery call and flowing with them. And then it gets to the end when you need to share the price and suddenly your body is like tensing up and you're like, fuck, are they going to like it? And you have no idea whether this person can afford your services or whether they were thinking that your services are in the ballpark of pricing that they assumed. So circling back to this idea of claiming soulmate clients, I believe that instead of thinking about who you can serve, or rather, like, a better way for me to phrase this is, instead of thinking of what does my audience expect from me, what's a problem that needs to be solved, which is, I guess, part of it. But instead of starting at that place, I would start at the place of like, what do I love to help people with? What desires are pouring through me? What would be really exciting for me to create? How do I like to hold space? Do I love to hold group spaces? Do I love to hold one-on-one spaces? And how do I envision myself holding those spaces? Now, of course, if you never had a client or hosted a program before, you're going to be drawing on inspiration rather than experience, right? But you can sort of figure this out, I think, like, slowly through experimenting by noticing what kind of spaces are you drawn to. Like, if you're doing your own personal development, do you prefer to do one-on-one? Do you like group programs? What have you witnessed or experienced that has been really powerful for you as a client or as someone who's entering in these spaces? What excited you? Or if you haven't been in a space similar to what you are thinking you might create, think about, how does it feel in my body when I think about holding space for people in that way? How does it feel for me? And this is kind of like the reverse of what a lot of the business world will teach you about being a coach. The business world will say, like, figure out your clients' pain points and ask your clients what they want and ask your audience what they want and then make something for that, bridge that gap. And I do think that we bridge gaps. You know, we have unique selling points, we have unique things that we offer, and we do help clients to navigate through struggles and challenges. But that shouldn't be the focal point, in my opinion, in my belief. Because if you're drawn to me and you like my work and you like my style, I'm going to guess that you're quite a big dreamer. You believe in creating an expansive reality, or you desire to do that. And so if you desire that as a human, very potentially you desire that as a coach, and that's the kind of space you'd love to hold as a coach to help people to ascend and expand into their own desires. So if we're constantly talking to pain points and talking down to people, and we're not speaking to their higher self, speaking to their desires, speaking to that journey, and if we're not being authentic about what we actually want as the space holder, then things are going to get weird and funky. And you might get clients, you might make money, but at the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself, how's that going to feel? And I can tell you, like, when something is not aligned for me, it doesn't matter how much money it's bringing in, it doesn't feel good in my system. So I have this really radical commitment to myself and also to my clients that everything that I do comes from a space of, I want to do this, because everyone else benefits when I want to do it. Clients are not going to benefit if you low-key resent them and think that they're draining. Your clients are not going to get your most expansive energy and frequency as a coach if you are stressed as fuck or not actually enjoying what you're doing with them. So even though it might feel a little bit selfish initially, it's actually a really selfless thing to do, to put your needs and desires as an entrepreneur first so that everybody else gets to experience your overflowing gratitude, your overflowing prosperity, your overflowing pleasure in your business. And that trickles into everything, especially when you're a coach or a service-based business, because you're showing up differently when you're vibing like that. So the first point is around, you know, claiming your soulmate clients, figuring out who those people are, figuring out the people that you would love to hold spaces for, and holding that as your standard, not lowering your standard. And the next thing that I would tell my former self is to raise her prices. So the coaching industry is a bit of a funny one, hey, because there's a lot of secrecy around prices. You can't always see people's prices on their website, and you can kind of charge, you know, whatever you want. So there's a big range of prices. There are people who are charging $20 for a session, and then there are people who are charging $10,000 a month for a group program with a minimum of 12 months commitment, right? So $120,000 a client. This is a coach that I know who does this. So there's a huge realm of possibilities when it comes to prices. So what I would tell my younger self is to charge a little bit higher and not make it about me. I think sometimes when we're pricing things, or, you know, when we're newer in business and we're pricing things, we're pricing based on maybe what other people are doing, what our mentors are telling us, maybe what we think people can afford to pay us. But really now I see pricing as quite sacred. I see pricing as an activation for my clients. I see my prices as an opportunity for my clients to make a really beautiful investment in themselves. I witness my clients becoming so empowered and so activated by simply exchanging that money with me. I also see it as an activation for me. Who do I become when I get to charge this price? Who do I become as a space holder when hundreds of women around the world pay me that? It's really quite profound. And the pricing and the money, yes, it needs to be in soul integrity, but you really get to be the creator or the creatrix of what that looks like. And as you evolve, so will your prices. The thing to also remember is that soulmate clients will be happy to pay your price. Soulmate clients will be excited about your prices and the opportunity to invest in you and themselves and your codes and your magic. And something I was saying to the women in my mastermind today, and I'll be talking a lot about this in the Goddess Rhythm, the program that's launching at the moment, and the doors close tonight. I'm popping the link in the show notes, by the way, so make a note of that if you want to join. I will be talking a lot in the Goddess Rhythm about how there is clients at every price point. So there are clients who want to pay $20 only. There are also clients who will pay $1 million a year for coaching. That's what Tony Robbins charges, right? $1 million a year, and they get like a random 30-minute call like every 2 months or something. So obviously you have to find the aligned price that feels really good for you, that feels in integrity, that feels inspiring, that feels like an activation. But Don't base your prices based on what you think other people will pay, right? Because people have all different paradigms, perceptions, and mindsets around money. And even when someone says they can't afford something, it's not always necessarily true. Sometimes it is. But I was saying to one of my clients today, you know, people, or many people, might think it would be ridiculous to pay $2,000 a month for a coach, but a lot of people spend $10,000 on a holiday, $3,000 on a handbag, $1,000 on an iPhone. You know, a lot of people spend $30,000 to $50,000 on a wedding, which is one day. And there's nothing wrong with spending money on all those things, but can you see how it's just the prioritization of what the money is being spent on, not the actual affordability? So if you desire to call in clients who are really obsessed with your work, who are ready to take that next step, who are ready to lead themselves, you know, and to be self-responsible and really epic clients, that's not going to be everyone, right? So not everyone's going to want to pay the price that's abundant for you, but there will be people who are ready and there will be people who are excited to pay that. And remember, from your client's point of view, your client isn't thinking like, oh, I'm paying Amy this. Your client is paying it thinking, I'm spending this on myself. I'm investing $6,000 in myself. I'm investing $20,000 in myself, like whatever the price is. So depersonalize it and recognize that the price is a portal for empowerment and activation. And the third thing that I would tell my former self is that showing all of my multifaceted pieces of who I am will be a very, very good thing for your business. Definitely in the beginning of my business, I thought that I had to present a certain version of myself. And it was still me, you know, it was still an authentic version of me, but it was just a very polished version of me. You know, my photo shoots were very polished, they were very corporate. I thought I had to speak in a certain way. I thought I could only really present myself as an expert and be very sophisticated. And really, it felt kind of okay, but also there was definitely a part of me that was like, well, you know, there's a lot of other sides to my personality. I'm quite silly. I'm spiritual. I'm a bit weird. I'm bougie. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I'm really strong and really fired up, you know. And the feminine is multifaceted. The divine feminine is many expressions. And so when we only express one part of ourselves, or we only express one archetype, for example, many newbie business owners really get into their teacher archetype or their expert archetype. And that's great, right? But it's only one of the archetypes. It's only one of the things that you have to offer. It's only one of the hats that you wear. And sometimes I think that an overdependency on that can come from scarcity and insecurity and thinking like, well, if I, you know, am a bit more silly on Instagram, or if I show more of my personal life, then people won't take me seriously. They won't think I'm an expert. And I've actually found the opposite to be true. The more that I show up sensually or silly, or, you know, talk about taboo things or show aspects of my personal life, the more that I do that, the more that people trust me. And actually, there's less work that needs to be done for clients to come in, because I don't know if you know this, but I don't do discovery calls. So I don't do them anymore. I don't do sales calls. So all of the women who invest, you know, 4-5 figures in my services are doing so in my DMs very directly. It's very smooth. It's a very smooth transition. Now, that wasn't always the case for me. I used to do a lot of discovery calls and I would get quite burnt out doing that in the early stages of my business. And there's nothing wrong with doing them if you love them and they energize you. However, when you show more of yourself on social media, what you'll notice is that there's less resistance to people buying from you, and there's less of a getting to know each other sticky phase, or like back and forth or hesitancy when people are thinking of joining your programs, because they already have felt you out. They already know you. The really interesting thing is, like, when I bump into people in the street or in real life that have only ever known me on Instagram, one of the first things that people say after I give them a hug will be like, it's so weird because I feel like I know you, Amy. And it's true. Like, my followers and my audience really knows me. And of course, there's pieces that don't make it onto the gram, that don't make it onto the screen. And that's okay. Like, no one just knowing me online is going to know all of me. But the more that you show these different facets of who you are and let yourself be seen, I just think the more magnetic you become. And I know the people that I love to follow are the people who are really authentically themselves online and are not just saying like, here's 3 steps to be confident, or like, here's how you do this. But they are multi-expressive, multifaceted, multidimensional beings. And I love that. And I'm so drawn to that. So I would advise you, if you are afraid to show the different dimensions of your personality, or you're hiding parts of who you are, or you think you need to just always be perfect when you show up, I would make a list of, you know, the people that you love to follow. Who are the people that you love to follow? How do they show up? You know, what is it about you that really draws you in? Because it's not about copying them or like emulating that, but there will be probably a reason that you're drawn to them, you know? And sometimes the reason is like, because that's a part of you that wants to be expressed, or there's a part of you that longs to be seen in that way also for those parts. So this is a huge, huge part of what we're going to explore in the Goddess Rhythm, is like creating content from your authenticity, creating content from your soul. We have the sickest guest experts coming in that all specialize in this area amongst other areas. We have Fallon Satterfield. Many of you probably follow Fallon. If you don't, you should. She's awesome. She's like a content creatrix, conscious marketing queen, and she teaches this really cool technique called vibrational word mapping. And I learned this in one of her courses, and it's quite similar to like what I do already, but she takes it to like a next level, where you write your words of your sales pages and your content like from the vibrational frequency, and you really tap into that, and it becomes this really artistic, yummy process where you're choosing words and language that means something to you, that creates a visceral response in your body and the bodies of your clients and the souls of your audience. And I think that that's just so unique and so cool. And this is why she's coming into the Goddess Rhythm. Because there's so much info online that says, say it like this, talk to the pain points, do it like this, you know, and so many other people's blueprints. And I really believe in finding like your own soul expression, understanding what you want to say, how you want to say it, and coming from your own resonance with that. And I think like this is a huge thing that I want to give business owners permission to do, is to be who you really are and to have frameworks. Yeah, but inside of those frameworks, express from your authentic truth and soul and your real voice and your real essence. We also have the incredible content queen coming into the Goddess Rhythm. If you don't follow the content queen, even if you're not joining this program, you should go and follow her, because Rebecca is so funny. Her content makes me laugh. It makes me emotional. I think every single thing that she's ever written, I'm just like, yes, like, comment. That's so lit. Rebecca is so awesome. And she's going to be talking all about like creating this soulful content that sells, and having like more seamless content creation processes. And she recently did another workshop for me inside of my high-level mastermind. And we were all just like crying the whole workshop, because it was so beautiful and spiritual and emotional. And I think that it's important that I share this, because sometimes when you're a new business owner, you can think of social media and creating content as being very draining. You know, a lot of people are very afraid of social media. They don't really think that they know how to use it. They feel like creating content gives them writer's block, and they don't really know how to, you know, create poppin' content and really express themselves on that platform or on those platforms. And Rebecca is just the biggest permission slip to make content creation like the artistry of your soul, and a really beautiful, spiritual, expressive, ceremonial process. So you're going to love it if you come and do this workshop, or even if you just follow her, you'll love her. And the last thing that I want to share, I feel like my former self did this really well, but maybe didn't know she was doing this well. And so this is more of like a hindsight, like affirming thing. And also this is more directed at you who is listening. If you're starting out and you're feeling the crunchiness and you're struggling, and maybe you're a bit overwhelmed, or you're just confused, or like not knowing where to start, it's so easy to look at challenges or icky moments or the ebbs in the ebbs and the flows of business as barriers. It's really easy to go, oh, well, I've got comparison, or I've got imposter syndrome, or no one's buying this, or no one's booking me. Like, it's really easy to label that and to create stories around that. But in my experience, these contractions, these ebbs, these crunchy periods always, 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 always lead to expansion. But you have to trust, right? And that's the hard piece for a lot of people. The ickiness will lead to an expansion if you befriend that moment, if you trust that moment, if you trust that that moment has wisdom to teach you, if you trust that that moment is helping to reorient you, to recalibrate you. Think about like an airplane, right? When it hits turbulence, you don't go, okay, we hit turbulence, so therefore this flight is terrible and we will turn around. Hopefully you don't. I know that sometimes happens, but usually when you just hit a bit of turbulence, right, the pilot will navigate the plane in a different direction and it still gets to where it's going. Hopefully. So when this happens in your business, recognize sometimes it is just building resilience. Other times the universe wants to give you the conditions to learn something that you wouldn't learn if you were just smooth sailing. And other times it is reorienting you so that you can still get to your destination, but there's a different how, there's a different path, there's a different way. So learning to trust these moments is crucial, because if you let these moments define whether you're good enough, whether you're going to succeed, you're going to give up pretty quickly, right? And you're going to say, I didn't make it, and business wasn't for me, and business was hard. And you have to choose your hard. I think it was Glennon Doyle who said that. You have to choose your hard. Starting a business is hard, yes, but it's also really hard to stay in a full-time job that you fucking hate for the rest of your life, right? Getting fit and working out is hard. It's also really hard to have poor health for all of your life. There are so many different things that can be hard, but we always get to choose what we choose. We get to choose how we hold it. And my advice would be, when you have those sticky moments, don't add more hard onto the hard, right? It's already challenging. So don't like judge yourself. Don't, you know, beat yourself up. Don't make yourself wrong if something's coming up for you and you thought you already healed it and there it is again and you're like, fuck's sake, like thought I already dealt with that. Like, don't make yourself wrong for that. Don't shame yourself. Instead, befriend it, love on it. Don't listen to the stories that your inner critic tells you. Be kind to your inner critic, but like also don't take authority from it. And remember that we can't have flows without ebbs. We can't have expansions without contractions. And part of living and leading from the feminine is embracing all of those moments. A huge part of the feminine energy is actually like anger and sacred rage and yearning and longing and, you know, wanting to close but staying open. And it's sometimes when we're looking at, you know, the energetics of feminine and masculine, people can focus on those really glowy goddesses that are like the maiden and like the sexy goddesses and the goddesses that are beautiful and dancing around and abundant and pleasured. But there are also goddesses that are like the dark goddesses, Kali and Isis, and they come and they tear shit down and they have tantrums and they have rage. And all of those emotions are part of being a multidimensional feminine being. But it's what we do with those emotions that determines our trajectory. So if you bury them, they don't go away. They fester inside and morph your behavior. If you let the stories of the mind that accompany those emotions take over, then we go on a different trajectory as well, right? The mind is always making stories, but emotions can be felt without story. Emotions can be befriended without story. Emotions can just be. And so this is why I'm such a big advocate of doing body-based healing alongside your business journey, because it's going to allow you to move through that stuff in a more embodied and smooth and self-loving way. If you have taken a lot away from this episode, let me know. Send me a DM. You've got a few more hours now to join the Goddess Rhythm if you want to go into like the deepest initiation of your business life around this. I'm mentioning this program in this episode because I designed this program for new business owners. If you are an existing business owner, you can join if your desire is to orient yourself more into the feminine, if you've been doing things in a really masculine way and want to rebuild from the energy of the feminine and feminine self-leadership. So you can also join. And this is the time to join if you want a lot of live support, which I know is really important for a lot of people when they're starting out in business, right? Like having those live calls, the live energy, the community. So you get 7 live calls in this program, and it won't be run live again, and it won't be this price again. So you've got a few hours to sign up if you want to come join us. We have beautiful women from all over the world in this container. And I designed the Goddess Rhythm to be everything that I wish that I had when I was starting out. All the energetic codes, the wisdom, the encouragement, the transmissions and truths and tools around being seen, being empowered, being sovereign, being confident, having boundaries, calling in soul clients, having aligned prices, just being badass bitch in business, basically. So I designed that based on what I'd never had and had to figure out myself. So that's why I'm so excited about this. And if you're not a business owner, which I don't know if you'd be listening to this episode if you're not, but if you're more looking for support around money mindset, I also have another course at the moment that's live called Wild Sexy Money. We actually start live tomorrow, and that's going to be a deep 2-week activation around money and cash codes and prosperity. It's going to be really juicy. So I will leave links for both of these in the show notes. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and I'm sending you so much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this episode ignited you, expanded you, and enriched your heart, your mind, your life in some way. If it did, reach out on Instagram. My handle is This Is Amy Rushworth, or you can head over to my website for all my courses, retreats, and magical offerings at amyrushworth.com. If the show feels like a vibe for you, make sure you subscribe. And if you have 60 seconds to rate and review, or even to just share the show with a friend, I would be so, so, so grateful. And it helps more amazing, beautiful people like you to discover this show and to improve their lives for the better. Stay tuned for the next episode. And until then, I'm sending you strength, grace, ferocious courage, and a friendly reminder to always love yourself fiercely and to go out there and live your most unapologetic life.